Sonnet of Black Beauty by Lord Edward Herbert of Cherbury. Black beauty, which above that common light, whose power can no colours here renew, but those which darkness can again subdue, does still remain unvaried to the sight, and like an object equal to the view, art neither changed with day nor hid with night, when all these colours which the world call bright, and which old poetry doth so pursue, are with the night so perished and gone, that of their being there remains no mark. Thou still abidest so entirely one, that we may know thy blackness is a spark of light inaccessible, and alone our darkness which can make us think it dark. Sonnet by Richard Lovelace. When I by thy fair shape did swear, and mingled with each vow a tear, I loved thee best, I swore as I professed. For all the while you lasted warm and pure, my oaths too did endure. But once turned faithless to thyself and old, they then with thee incessantly grew cold. I swore myself thy sacrifice, by the ebon boughs that guard thine eyes, which now are altered white, and by the glorious light of both those stars, which of their spheres bereft, only the jellies left. Then, changed thus, no more I'm bound to you than swearing to a saint that proves untrue.
An extract from Amoretti by Edmund Spenser. Coming to kiss her lips, such grace I found. Meseemed I smelled a garden of sweet flowers, that dainty odours from them threw around. For damsels fit to deck their lovers' bowers, her lips did smell like unto gillyflowers, her ruddy cheeks like unto roses red, her snowy brows like budded bellamores, her lovely eyes like pinks but newly spread, her goodly bosom like a strawberry bed, her neck like to a bunch of columbines, her breast like lilies ere their leaves be shed, her nipples like young blossomed jasmines. Such fragrant flowers do give most odorous smell, but her sweet odor did them all excel.